All right. To continue our little series here on some of the things that we've been, some of the audio that we have on Contractor Fight TV of our videos over there on YouTube, we're bringing some audio of that to you guys for a few episodes here. And one of the big demands that we get, people message us, the email and this and that, is they're new contractors and they're looking for advice on how to start their business, how to grow their business, how to make money right away. And so today's episode here for you guys is, you know, some tips that I have for you guys if you are just starting out as a home improvement contractor. And listen, if you're more established, these things can still apply to you because, you know, more often than not, the people that I work with and the people I talk to that have been in business for 5-10 years, many of them aren't even doing some of these things. So guys, imagine having a simple roadmap, right, to success when you're starting out your business. That's what we're going to talk about here today is 5 things that you can do if you are just starting out. Let's go.
With any new business, it's a challenge. There's excitement, but then on the other side of it, there's this pressure like to prove ourselves. We're the new guy. And a lot of things you're just figuring out. And so what happens there, the mistake we often make in this beginning phase of the business is we think we have to run our mouths to show people how smart we are, how much we know, because we lack some confidence because we just started our business. I know that was the case for me, and it's the case for most people I talk to. They start a business, they know the trade, they know the craft, but maybe they don't know their pricing. Maybe they don't know how to sell. They don't know how to market. And so to make up for that insecurity, they run their mouths, especially in the sales process. And so today's video is all about how to help you as a newer contractor succeed more in sales. And that is hands down by making sure that you're not just trying to come across and be the expert all the time. And what I mean by this, what we call is, we teach our people in our sales academy, peel it back, don't pounce on it. And so I'm going to give you some examples here. A lot of times we're talking to a prospect, they say something to us, and then we pounce all over it thinking we're going to look good and we're going to look smart. And I'm going to give you an example of that, and then I'm going to give you the example of what it means to peel it back. And peeling back is like the onion. You know, there's multiple layers of an onion. You can just keep peeling and peeling and peeling instead of jumping on that damn thing, okay? So here's an example of what it might look like. You're in the sales process. You're having a conversation with somebody about a project, and you ask a good open-ended question like, you know, hey, Sam, you know, let me ask you a question here. When you're doing this project and stuff, what's the most important thing to you for you at the end of this thing? How are you going to know you really hired the right company? What's most important to you? It's a good open-ended question. And they might say something the extent of, well, it's just really important that they do a really good job, you know, and it's really high quality work and they don't leave a mess. Okay, they might spit out whatever they do. We've all heard these things a million times. This is what pouncing looks like. Well, you know, Sam, we do a really good job. We have this training that we go through, and we're a certified installer for this, and we're a member of this. And, you know, we don't subcontract our workout, and we have a checklist that we follow to make sure that we do a good job. And you see what's happening here, guys? I'm just running my damn mouth. I'm pouncing all over this thing. The right way, the way you peel it back, is by asking some more questions. So, hey, what's most important to you? Oh, we really want somebody who's going to do a really good quality job and be good to work with. You know, Sam, that's interesting. You know, would you mind if I asked you a couple questions here? You know, a lot of people use the word quality, and you said a quality job. How would you define a quality job, Sam? Now, Sam's going to give you more information, and then you're going to peel it back. He might say, well, you know, the last guy we hired, he left a total mess. You know, and there were some scheduling issues and some delays. You know, he promised it was going to be a 2-week job and ended up being a 2-month job. You're going to peel it back. You know, Sam, you set a mess. What did that look like? What was happening there? And they're going to open up again, and they're going to open up again. And guys, just this tactic here for you, peel things back. They're talking. They're sharing what's important to them. They're revealing their true motive of what's most important. And the byproduct of this, hands down, is they are going to connect with you at a deeper level than they will connect with any other salesperson that is not asking these questions and peeling things back and building this connection with them. I want to encourage you to get this. We have this kick-ass download for you that's free, part of our Sales Academy. It's the easiest way to double your residential contracting sales. All right, there's some really good stuff in there like we just talked about here. And guys, you can pick that up at contractorsalesacademy.com/sales. Click the link in the description and head over there and equip yourself to sell at higher prices with less bullshit, all right, and be a stronger business right out of the gate. You guys rock. I gotta roll. See you next time.